Welcome to episode 3.
Yeah.
It's an exciting one today.
It is.
Got our very first guest, or guests.
Guests. Double.
Plural.
Double guest.
Yeah.
We're equally numbered. I'm feeling vulnerable.
Yes. So we don't know how it's going to go. We've got some good stuff to talk about. I think they're going to be quite interesting.
Yeah. Well, it was initially one guest.
It was.
But due to the
Subject.
The nature of the topic, we thought a female opinion would be very much valued as well.
Yes. Yeah. Our guests today are our friends, Jack and Rachel. We know Jack from uni, and Rachel's his girlfriend.
Yes.
So
how long?
I think they celebrated a year.
Okay.
Quite recently.
Right.
So yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. We've got a few things to talk about. So
we're going to spring on them a little game, aren't we?
So we're going to, as we've said in the past, the whole deal of this is mainly based around snacks. So we're going to send one of them out with a £2 budget to go and buy snacks, either for themselves or however they interpret it. It can be for just for themselves. They can buy for all of us. It's whatever they want. They've got lots of choice around us. Mm. And whilst they're doing that, we're going to interview the other one in a kind of like Mr. and Mrs.
In no way copying the popular ITV game show.
No.
Not exactly the same as that.
Yes. So
while the other one goes across the road to buy a snack.
Yeah.
So the shops on the other side are about how long away, do you reckon?
So it'll take them? We've got about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, it is Sunday, so we've got...
We'll chop it up, but we'll just blast questions at them, and then when the other one comes back, see how much they...
But yeah, so that's the whole premise of...
Yeah. Just trying something different. But
yeah.
I think it'll be a laugh.
We hope so. So we've got Jack and Rachel here with us.
Yep. Hello. We've already done the intro.
Yeah, so say hi.
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 It's saying, isn't it?
She looks nervous.
Yeah, a wee bit. Could be more nervous when we tell them what they're doing.
Right. Plan is, remember, there's £2 on the table here. So we're going to send one of you. We're going to decide. Well, you can decide between.
Yeah, you can
decide who send over, because
that's up to them.
But it's up to you guys.
We'll judge them based on the decision.
Yeah. So you're going to go and get snacks, or a snack, or some kind of snack.
You've got a £2 budget.
Got a £2 budget. I mean, you can spend more of your own money if you want to, but we're giving you £2. So you can go to any of the shops around here.
There's four options. Was it Aldi, Home Bargains, M&S, but you're not going to get any for £2. Or Pound something.
Pound Stretcher?
Poundland.
There's also Aldi as well.
Yeah, two things from Poundland.
That's
not far away.
Okay. So that's the...
So one of you's going.
One of you's going. You can decide who's going to go.
I've already decided.
Okay. Who?
Yeah.
Cool. I guess I'm going then.
Right, so
meanwhile,
it's going to be, we're going to be...
Put the interrogations, we guess.
Interrogating Rachel. So Jack, you can go now.
Oh, wait, actually, wait.
Yeah,
tell me. Have I got a time limit?
No. No, just
okay,
five.
So I can have a wee wander around the shops, see what...
I mean, within reason.
Don't take too long.
No.
Okay.
Rachel looks so confused and scared.
Yeah, Rachel is scared.
Honestly.
Or is just nervous that he's not going to bring back the right thing.
See, I just really am craving a nice coffee because I had one. Someone bought me one in Costco last night. And, like, I found like half of it in my room this morning. But like, I obviously really struggled to drink it because it's just everywhere. And I was all over my socks. So I really, like,
one of your socks?
Yeah. So like, I just really wanted that.
Oh, it's a great start. It's a great start. Well, so... Reason we don't want you to say anything, because our first question is, what snack do you think he's going to bring back?
He'll think that I want Monster Munch beef flavour.
That was specific, straight in.
Like yellow Monster Munch. He knows that I do crave that, but I'm actually really not at this moment.
Okay.
But if he brings that back, I'll still be back.
But do you think he's going to bring something back for you or him or everyone?
Oh, me. Joy said earlier, I was like, Chuck, I really want a KFC. And then
you're not getting a KFC
he said,
£2.
No, no, listen. And then he said... He was like, okay, it's on the way. And once he ordered me a KFC.
Oh, this is going well.
Yeah. He seems like a nice guy. Fair enough.
Yeah.
What did you get for KFC?
A boneless banquet.
Great
wow.
Shot.
Yeah.
Fantastic shot. Fair enough.
Right. So what we're going to do, have you ever seen Mr. and Mrs.?
Yeah.
That's what the plan is.
Just like a got some questions.
I mean, we're not copying that.
No.
But we are.
Okay.
So the snack one first.
Snack one was first.
You reckon he's going to bring you the snack and he's not going to think about himself at all?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so.
Okay.
I will be well impressed.
Me too. the way he looked when he was going, he looked like he knew what he was getting.
Yeah, there was mischievous eyes going on.
Really? I'm actually not hungry, so I wouldn't be that much.
Okay.
If he comes back with something for himself,
yeah,
what would it be?
I don't know. Jack's not really a snacky kind of guy.
No?
No?
Not even... Has he got like a go-to?
It might be like salt and vinegar Walkers.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
That
so you're both savory. Savory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not sweet.
Yeah, he doesn't eat sweets. He doesn't like sweets.
Or chocolate.
He says he's never eaten a sweet in his life, but he obviously has.
Oh, we'll question him about that when he comes back.
Okay.
He's never eaten a sweet.
Like a jelly sweet or just...
Like sweet and sweets in general. He's never
that eaten can't be true.
It's not true.
I know, obviously. No.
Like when you were a kid?
No, you never liked them.
But he must have tried one to know he doesn't like
them. Yeah, exactly. That's what I said.
Right,
okay, that one's in.
That's noted.
Right, yeah.
If Jack was to win the lottery tomorrow,
uh-huh.
What would it be the first thing that he bought?
Depends how much money he won.
Okay, if he won, like, big money. So if he won, like... So it's basically unlimited budget.
He would buy a car.
He'd buy a car?
I don't actually know... Well, he would buy, like, one of those supercar things. Like the really fancy ones.
A fast car?
Yeah, he'd buy a car. And... I'll buy me clothes.
You think he'd buy you something as well?
Yeah.
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 Fair enough.
He would phone up Jeffree Star himself and make him give me his new palette because I didn't get it because it sold out in 30 seconds.
But I think that's some kind of makeup thing there.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
he would buy me something. Would he know what that is? Huh?
Would Jack know what? What was it?
Jeffree Star.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He knows that.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah,
he tried to get it for me, but it sold out, yeah. Well, how's it work?
Is that what he told you? He tried.
He is good at this.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. What do you reckon Jack's biggest fear is? Or is he not afraid of anything?
Probably just me not being his girlfriend anymore.
Okay.
He is a dream man.
He is.
This is going so
well.
Well,
I genuinely don't know. He's like not scared of anything.
Right. Has Jack got a catchphrase? Something that he says a lot, like a phrase or.
When he's like trying to argue with you, he always goes, "To be perfectly honest, Rachel, to be perfectly honest with you, I haven't really noticed it." I don't know, I've said that to him before that he always says that when he's mad.
Brackets, posh when he says come out.
Yeah.
Jack's got a posh voice.
That's you know, that can't speak.
Yeah, but he's got like an extra posh voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like he goes more posh.
He doesn't even sound that Scottish to me. He sounds more like me to me.
Well,
he doesn't.
You're wrong.
Really?
I mean, you're very obviously Irish.
I have quite a posh accent from my parents.
Northern Ireland, though, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Jack's quite clearly not Northern Ireland.
Yeah, but, like, he doesn't have a strong...
No, well, he's not.
I don't think
he's from Glasgow, isn't he?
Yeah, you can't tell
he's definitely not
Glaswegian. Should we go for that one there?
We just want someone that's going to make them argue because far he just sounds brilliant.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Why?
We'll not do that one because that's just... We'll go, right, what was the first thing that Jack cooked for you, that meal? Do you remember? And was it any good?
Is he good at cooking?
Yeah, no, he is. I think it was steak.
Steak?
Hmm.
Or maybe, I don't know. The first thing he like made for me was like waffles in his new waffle machine that he got.
So that's the first thing?
Yeah.
In his new waffle machine.
Mean, like, dinner,
so wait, so we've got two things.
Waffles,
he's got a waffle machine.
Waffle machine. It's like a...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a massive fan of it anymore because he maintains that he doesn't have to clean it. But I'm like...
Oh,
yeah.
So this is now it's done for
Yeah.
Not so perfect that.
Jesus, come out.
Yeah, okay.
Manky-ass waffle machine.
Are you like American waffles?
Yeah, like proper,
like pancakes.
Like fluffy ones. Yeah, they're massive, but like this is. He got his mum bought it for him, like last year.
Is that all it does?
Yeah, just makes waffles.
Okay.
But steak was the first fancy
meal.
Thing.
First meal.
I think so. Maybe, yeah.
But you like on the
whole, I cook for him a lot more than he cooks for me.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you a better cook?
Yeah. Yeah. I just do it more often.
What was the first thing you cooked for him?
Meatballs.
Yeah?
Yeah, spaghetti meatballs, actually, yeah. Because I remember our birthday.
That's not the first choice.
Mm.
Yeah, that's quite a good one.
He just came for dinner at my flat. And that's what I
mean. He just turned up?
Oh, no, he's invited, but...
Okay.
Just back to steak, whoever he's cooking that, just to see if he's known each other.
Oh, he gets his blue, but like...
Oh,
wow, okay.
Jeez. That's like, he just does it to flex on everybody. I'm a medium rare kind of gal, but yeah. That's he went out for steak with my family and ordered it blue, and my dad was like, what the hell?
Yeah, they,
oh, yeah, it's that, a statement.
So he's done that in front of your parents?
Yeah, just to assert his dominance.
It is a statement. How would you like to cook blue?
Everyone in the restaurant's like, what?
Everyone in the restaurant?
Yeah,
not at the table. It's everyone.
Start ringing the bell, sign well.
Yes,
okay. So we were going to ask you what your first date was, but Dan said that would be quite easy to remember, we thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, too easy.
So what's your second
date? Second.
Bowling.
Straight in.
Straight in. No hesitation.
I'll give it this.
Well, we don't have Jackson.
Who won?
Him. I was doing quite well at the start, and then he won.
Was it like competitive, or was it just a bit flirty, a little bit?
It's kind of like competitive flanter, like, you know.
Did flanter?
That's a weird
but I feel like he would let me win if he was just
flanter.
So he doesn't let you win at anything?
We know that he's very competitive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We saw that last week.
Quite rightly.
Any bad dates?
Bad date?
Not just with Jack, but in general. We're quite interested because we've got some like insight from other people on like bad dates or interesting dates.
What do you mean?
Well, a date that you've like...
Do you have any good stories?
Yeah. Or bad stories, as it were.
About Jack?
Not about Jack. Not just about Jack. Any other dates... I'm presuming. It'd
be funny if it wasn't.
Look at her face.
Yeah. Talking about your face, you have.
Yeah, it was that second bowling.
You're just wondering if you can tell.
We can cut anything you want.
I don't know. I don't think I've had like a bad some really weird situation.
Oh, right, okay.
Weird situations. That's good. Right. One of these. Weird situations.
Bullet points.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, nothing, no.
Right, name one. Name one.
I don't know, I'm like, I...
Is this about, like, Jack, or is this other people previous to Jack? That you're thinking of?
Oh, other people.
Is that Jack?
That's Jack. So, Jack's come back.
Jack's back, yes.
Rachel's face was a picture when he walked in with the snacks.
Yeah. Well, we filled Jack in on what the premise.
Yeah, so we basically asked Rachel some questions.
Okay.
And one of them was, what do you think Jack's going to bring back? What snacks? And what do you want him to bring back? Rachel, don't fill in Jack on what you said.
So... I told everyone about how nice you were to me and bought me a Pepsi this morning, and then how I thought that you might have definitely bought me some yellow Monster Mash. I said, we definitely will. Like, he always tries and gets me them, but you can never find them. And I said, you'd definitely find them like, in one of these three shops. So that's why I thought you'd bring it back. I wanted you to bring back a nice coffee, but I knew that was never going to happen. So, yeah, just that was wrong.
Okay. So, Jack. Explain to everyone what you've brought back and why.
Okay, so, well, I'll explain my thought process I was going across. So I thought the best bet, safest bet, would go Poundland.
Yeah.
Chances are you're going to find some decent stuff in Poundland.
Yeah.
So I immediately went in. They have a Christmas stuff on offer. I thought, ooh, might be able to get something like that. There was a big tin of Oreos. There was celebrations. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Could go back to a bit of episode one.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'll have a wee walk about. I did think about getting something for just Rachel, but then I thought there's more than just Rachel and I. So I can't think, I can't go, oh, I'll get her a nice coffee.
I wish this is a visual thing.
I know. So I was walking
Rachel's
back.
Just staring at him like, what have you done?
How dare you?
I was walking round. There was one small section and it said, mix and match two for one.
Oh.
So I thought, you know what? Bargain, get three snacks.
Mm.
So, picked up some Maryland cookies.
Yeah, always good.
Which, reasonably safe bet, as well as Oreos.
Yeah.
And then I thought, right, I need to go. They're quite sweet, so I thought I'll mix it up, because if someone's not feeling for a sweet tooth, they're looking for something savoury, I'll go for some crisps. Mm-hmm. So I did venture over to the crisp section, and they didn't have any Monster Munch, but I'd already picked
you
up
didn't
Oreo.
Look.
You didn't have any Monster Munch.
You did all of her Monster Munch.
I did. Right, anyway, so I picked up some Pringles. However, it would have been good to get Monster Munch, because it would be controversial, because Rachel's favourite is the beef.
Yeah, that was said.
Rachel, have you listened to the past episodes of this podcast?
Not the most recently.
Okay.
But I've been told that there's some beef hatred.
This other Dan, England Dan, he absolutely tore into all beef flavoured crisps.
Yeah.
I get it in some of some
crisps. Which ones?
Like McCoy's. Beef McCoy's are disgusting.
Thank you.
Like
disgusting. But they're worse, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's old news. That's old news.
Okay. So
not sponsored.
But what
did you? Thank you. This is episode one. Did you know about the beef Monster Munch thing?
I did. Yes, I have tried to get it in the past.
It's a messy snack.
Hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
What a weird finger looking going on.
Depends on where you make it, Dan.
What was the answer to what will Jack bring back if he goes for himself?
Rachel said that the both says yeah, salt vinegar.
Salt vinegar, yeah.
Mike Walker,
I was close to getting
it. Yeah,
they can be quite controversial.
Yeah,
because
he went pretty safe.
He's gone very safe. We're getting the
red,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm quite partial to both salt and vinegar and the sour cream Pringles.
Yeah, me too. But they're very flavoursome.
Rachel does not like the sour cream ones.
Yeah.
So I wanted to play reasonably safe.
So what he's done is, he's actually done a good thing, and he's
thought of everyone.
Yeah, he's thought of everyone, which is quite nice.
Yeah.
I respect that. Also, the one thing that did come up that needs to be talked about and discussed was we came across the fact that only savoury snacks were being discussed, no sweet.
Mm.
And Rachel said that you claim
wrongly
never had anything sweet. Well, like any sweets.
So, chocolate, I wouldn't count as a sweet. I'd say that's chocolate. And I am partial to chocolate. Like I said, I've got Oreos and
really
cookies.
Really.
I don't really eat much chocolate. If someone gives me a bar of chocolate, I might eat it if I'm hungry, but I wouldn't go out of my way. In terms of sweets, Haribos and things, never had one in my
life.
There
is no way you've got through.
But you say you don't like them.
I don't.
How so how do you know?
I just don't like the idea of it. Just the texture, the
flavour.
So when you went and got your flu jab when you were away, did the doctor give you a jelly to eat? And did you say, ooh, no. Thank you.
And that definitely, that was one of the
points. Yeah. when did you get sweets after getting a jab? I was just told to suck it up and
cry. I was about sick.
There you go.
That's when they started giving you sweets. It was literally just for you.
Yeah.
What the jelly babies. Rachel's coming again. Better get the jelly babies in.
I'm struggling with.
Yeah.
No, it's genuinely true.
Like, I don't love sweets either.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned
the other night, I was like, oh, we're going to sleep. Yeah. Goes into her snack drawer and just starts eating bonbons.
Wow.
Wait. Oh, there's a snack drawer.
Oh, yeah. That's a kind of worms.
I bought him a
diet. It was thoughtful. It was tiny, but it was thoughtful.
What kind of things do you keep in your snack drawer?
Where is your snack drawer?
This is my bed.
Bedside table.
Bottom drawer. Don't have to look. Just open it.
Yeah, not even bothered.
Just whatever comes out.
Yeah.
That's the thing. She knows
there's
she likes
Wells,
it in there. So it's always good.
Frazzles?
Yeah, like...
You must be tasting them. Weeks.
Frazzles.
You go to sleep after eating Frazzles.
I don't eat them before I go to bed. I just spend a lot of time in my bed.
Sorry, it's on your bedside table.
Yeah, but I have to keep them away from my flatmate.
Ah, okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And it was just a drawer that I just wasn't doing anything with. So.
Flatmate listens to
the podcast. Flatmate's
going
to love
this. Uh oh.
Now she knows where the snack drawer is. We had the lottery one.
Oh, yeah.
So we were asking, if you won the lottery tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and it was like big money,
mm-hmm.
what would be the first thing you went and bought?
Car.
Yeah. Straight up.
Nailed it. Smashed it.
What kind of car?
Oh.
Because Rachel wasn't too sure, but she like named like a...
I know you want a BMW 3 Series.
Yeah, so... Because if you won the lottery, you have to go big or go home if you won the lottery.
Yeah.
Like a BMW 3 Series is more of a kind of a realistic goal. That makes sense. So within the next kind of 5-10 years, it's something that you probably could have the money to get. However, if I won the lottery tomorrow, that's a very good question. Probably have to go either between...
What did you just do?
Open the bin.
Sorry, carry on, Jack.
Probably either be between a Jaguar F-Type or an Audi R8.
Yeah, so she kind of went supercar.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'd want to be like a Lambo or something.
Yeah. That's what I had in my head.
Yeah, no, I mean...
No, I think that's a classier version of
the
F-Type.
Yeah, the thing is, like, when you've got like a Lamborghini... 9 times out of 10, you're going to crash it within about the first.
Yeah, they're always in the garage as well.
Yeah, because the insurance is astronomical.
Your Lamborghini earning days.
Not from my own experience.
But for cars with that size of engine, you actually need someone to drive you out of like the complex. Yeah. Because you're not used to the power, so you just put your foot down.
into a car talk
truck here.
Yeah.
Maybe not cope with that.
So to be fair, Rachel was pretty spot on.
Yeah.
You're gonna buy Rachel something.
You made a face as if I hadn't considered.
Why
that.
Would I buy you something?
Yeah,
that was the face.
I don't know. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is a lifetime supply of Pinjana tea.
What?
Right. I can afford that without
money. Tea.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Pinjana. I didn't know what
Pinjana.
That was. So like Indian.
Not as good as Scottish blend.
No.
Scottish blend. Scottish.
Anyway.
I'd
probably say
the generic answer, and then we had a really specific answer.
Yeah,
really specific.
Yeah, the generic answer would probably be some sort of like jewelry.
Lift them up and down.
Sorry.
I mean, with the money, I probably could go out and get one of the makeup palettes that she wants.
Oh, keep going.
Well, there has been one just released.
Has it?
Jeffree Star x Shane Dawson. The Conspiracy Palette, if I'm going all the way.
That is
or even the Controversy Mini Palette. So I would probably be able to just fuck them up.
What? So much about this?
That's
impressive. That's impressive.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
I didn't, yeah, I could not have. Mm. That's impressive.
Because the lottery gives you, like, contacts.
And power.
I
do
feel like, yeah.
No, he would get his number.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, when there's like releases, they go straight onto eBay. They get their order confirmation, just put it on eBay. Whether it's like new shoes, new makeup, and you can go on. And it's because it's in such high demand, people will start paying more and more and more. So if you buy something.
Because you're a millionaire.
Yeah, I can buy about 50 of them.
About 50, approximately.
You're welcome.
You do know he hasn't won the lottery.
Yeah.
That's I'm really impressed, Jack.
Yeah,
super impressed. Thank you. Right. So this one, have you got a catchphrase or something that you say a lot? So this
No.
You know, I think it's quite hard to like know what you say a lot. I think other people pick up on it more than you do.
I know Rachel picked up on specific things that I say.
Which like what?
Rachel picked one.
Pretty much straight away. Though,
I'm trying to think.
There was no thinking about it either. Straight in.
Because it's usually when I've had a drink.
Okay, what you
had? It's just my go-to sentence.
What is?
Can I have a drink and get back to you? Something like, I'm not going to lie to you, or something like that.
What is it, Rachel? What do you reckon is...
Too perfectly honest with you.
I can see a drunk Jack saying that.
I'll be perfectly honest with you.
It's so annoying.
She did specify the posh voice as well.
Yeah. Well, she didn't specify it, but she did it.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
She did.
Imitated you.
Fantastic.
Jack, who's the best cook?
Yes.
Hands down.
Really?
Hands down.
I did not think
that
you'd say that.
Okay.
I'm terrible at cooking.
I mean, Rachel said that.
Well, I mean, I can cook. I just
don't
practice enough.
Right.
I've made like meals in the past.
What was the first thing, Jack?
What was the first thing you cooked?
As in breakfast or dinner?
So,
the first
everything you cook.
Yeah.
Probably a bit of waffle.
Oh, so now, we've now found that you've got a waffle machine.
Yes.
And it's
got
really,
that for my 19th birthday.
And it's really dirty.
No, it's cleaned.
It's not clean enough.
No, it's Rachel's just saying that because after the first time I couldn't be bothered cleaning the bowl, and then the bowl sat there for about a week, and she came back the next week.
I would be surprised. I would be pleasantly surprised if it only sat there for a week.
It was a week. But the record show it was a week.
Okay.
No longer.
How often do you make a waffle?
I thought we'd done it in a long time now.
Now the spark's gone. No more waffles.
But I have to say, they're of quite high standard. That's one thing I can do quite well.
And what was the first meal then, like, proper meal?
I wasn't ordered out with this one.
Just ordering a takeaway count. First meal I made you? Well, that is a good question.
Can you remember what the first meal that Rachel cooked you was?
I want to say risotto.
Yeah.
Oh, that's been a good one.
That was a very frequent...
He has that a lot.
Yeah.
Mm.
Can you remember the first meal you cooked me?
Yeah, meatballs because I burnt them.
So you did.
What? You burnt them?
Yeah.
You didn't tell us that part.
I did say that.
Did you?
I did.
I don't remember.
Suppose it's on,
oh, it's on record,
isn't it?
My bad. Apparently, Rachel thought it was steak.
Yeah, it was actually.
But leading on from that, we found out something about how you like your steak.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, quite controversial, but I like it blue. Very, very rare.
What did you say about that? Why do you think that is?
Because the flax in every other meal.
I thought you showed off in front of Rachel's parents.
Yeah, I wasn't showing off. You assertively shouted blue so that the whole restaurant turned.
That's not quite what happened.
What was it? The best steak in Belfast?
Yeah, it's one of the poshest steak restaurants in Belfast. And I just said, I like...
The Glaswegian boy rocks in and shouts blue.
I like a real steak. And I said, I'm going to try blue. And the waiter was like, might as well. I thought, why not? And I have to say, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Is that how you use it now, at all the time?
I like it very
much. He just like puts it near the pan when he puts it.
Near the pan. Doesn't even put, just hops over.
He boots the heating up.
Yeah, the heating up. The heat on the side.
It's just a taste. I just like the taste of it. Because I find when you've done it well done, it's too chewy.
No one's having it well done. We're not saying that.
Yeah.
We're saying the correct way is like
medium rare. I'd say medium rare. Medium rare is normal.
So we also asked about, we're going to say first, what your first date was, but that's quite easy to remember, you think. So we think second date, not less memorable, but...
Less memorable.
But less memorable.
Probably.
Yeah,
who
smashed
won?
It.
Me. It was very close in the first game.
Yeah.
You said that as well. How long ago was?
We went bowling then five guys afterwards.
Oh yeah, we sat there for like hours.
Literally like 4 or 5 hours just across the table talking.
It was not 4 or 5 hours. It was like...
Trust me, it was. It was a good few hours. And then we walked back to Rachel's and watched a bit.
Oh, what do you watch?
Hold on. Give someone a bit of paper.
See if we can write it down.
I know what we watched.
No, why did you have to say that? Oh, no.
No cheating.
No cheating, no looking.
Oh, no. The movie following the bowling and the five guys, which they got very well.
Yeah, they've smashed that.
Yeah, because Rachel even said I was quite good in the first game and then he ran it. I mean, you can now just
say,
Rachel, are you sure?
Yeah.
Right, so Jack can just say it then.
I can just say it.
You can just say it because Rachel submitted her answer.
I
do wonder how this would have been if Rachel had gone for the snacks.
Yeah.
I could answer the question.
Yeah. No idea as interesting.
Yeah.
Would have been a lot shakier on the tangles.
Come back to me. Can we give him some clues?
I honestly don't know.
Just pluck one. Just guess.
I'll go. It's a good film.
Like, I've seen it.
Really?
I don't think so.
I'd only ever seen the second one. This is the first time I've seen
it. Oh, really?
Oh, that's a good quote.
Mm-hmm. It's not Back to the Future, was it?
No.
Yeah.
Well, that was the first movie. No, it wasn't the first movie. We used to watch it all.
See, you don't know.
She's very...
I know all the movies you've watched. I just don't know the order.
National Treasure.
Yeah.
National Treasure.
How do you know that?
Because I was just remembering, it's National Treasure.
It's a good film. Nick Cage.
Nice.
Yeah, confirmed.
Pulled it up to the camera.
You know, it's a podcast.
Showing you guys.
All right. We've seen it already.
She was showing the microphone.
Didn't do badly.
No, you did pretty well there, actually.
We weren't scoring. But
I'm actually very impressed.
Yeah, I am.
With both of them, actually. Right, so I think it's the last question, right, about worst dates. We didn't really get an answer from Rachel.
We didn't.
She said like
the buzzer went. To be fair,
yeah, buzzer did go. You were
worst date.
It wasn't specific about you because she did say not really
that you're perfect that. Essentially.
Yeah,
that wasn't a bad word when you were away. See, so when you came back, it all came out.
Because we asked people to kind of like message in any kind of weird dates or strange dates.
And the listeners were
not many of them responded. We had one or two.
Yeah.
One of them.
They were a lot less forthcoming with this than they were with celebrations.
I wonder why. Don't want to reveal too much about themselves. But yeah, shall we talk about that one?
We can do. Just before we do.
Yeah.
Rachel did say, I've got some, what was it? I've got some like unusual stories.
Didn't
elaborate.
Are these stories about me?
That's what we don't know.
No, I just mean like,
oh,
I know.
There's other people.
Would you rather I said it was about you?
By the way, there's snacks on the table and nobody's
talking
into them. So if you want to talk into the snack. So, worst dates, someone came in and said.
That was funny.
It was very funny.
We can. I think
we're not going to like mention your name unless you want us to.
Yeah.
When you send something in.
Yeah. He's gone straight for the sweet things.
Yeah.
So I'm not ready. Dubious.
Chocolate though, isn't it?
Yeah, well.
So yeah, this the one we had sent in was, it was a girl.
Yeah.
And they'd been on a date. It hasn't been going too well. So they went to the toilet and didn't come back.
Mm.
How did the girl out? Did that?
The girl did that, yeah.
Nah, that's so bad. How bad does it really have to be?
So there.
She actually specified as well it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
She
wanted chips. She fixated on chips. No. She was quite drunk. Well, not, I didn't say drunk. She had a few drinks. And she fixated on chips. But she said the guy was like really boring, only talked about himself. Like, she was just like, oh, I can't do this another 2 hours.
On our first date, you talked about yourself probably 90% of the time. And you did a sales pitch. I told his mum about it.
Sales pitch.
Jack's.
It worked.
Say what, it worked though, Jack.
You did a sales pitch.
Exactly.
Say what you want, Rachel, but here we are.
Sales pitch. Like, what? What's his main...
He just kept talking about how much of an investment that he was.
Wow.
What? Did you actually say those words? I'm an investment for the future.
Yeah, like, you know. And told that he had the help to buy ice.
No, that wasn't the reason.
Like, it worked. I'm not kidding.
The reason was more the fact that I was, 18 when we met. So even now, I still look about 13. So... 10, 15 years' time, I'm still going to be looking reasonably young.
Me too.
Exactly. So,
an investment.
I'm going to be in my prime later on.
Old gold.
Exactly. So, I am an investment. And hey, like Dan said, it worked.
And he has a help to buy.
That is actually exactly. Probably my funniest date story that you
that. No, the funniest was when I tried to sneak us into Edinburgh Castle.
On our first date, we went up to Edinburgh Castle and he said, he was like, watch this, I'm going to get us in, like, I'm going to get a photo of you in front of the castle. Obviously, it was closed, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Of all the places to break into, a place that designed so that people can't get into it. That's the whole point of a castle.
He thinks he has connections. You're
already up there.
Mm-hmm.
You just kept walking.
Yeah, but we went quite nice walking.
Yeah. And then you told me about your obsession with Leonardo DiCaprio for half an hour.
But then you said that you also loved Titanic, and then I knew it was real.
That was the moment.
That was the moment it clicked. I said I liked Titanic. She said she was obsessed with Titanic.
Honey, the film or the book?
Well, Rachel is from Belfast.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, my city's biggest flex is that they built a ship that killed 50 people. Like, where all the money goes.
Anything else?
Yeah, so first guest.
Yeah. Really?
You're the first guest.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, join
the first. She was listening to them.
So how'll be a family experience?
Enjoy fun.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, I'll be famous people soon.
Yeah.
Who's your first?
First baby.
A-list.
A-list.
That's going to be coming.
Dan's got contacts.
Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio's interested.
Yeah. We're trying to get the cast of Titanic on.
Yeah.
Not the original.
Not the original. they're quite difficult to get hold of. How about we ask them what they want to hear about next week?
Them?
Yeah. as in Jack and Rachel.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, go on then.
Something controversial. Mm-hmm. You need
one controversy.
It's very Jack.
That's why I bought up the beef crisps.
Is November early enough to start getting in the Christmas spirit?
Okay, that's a good.
That could be one for next week.
Because the other week I went into there was 2 weeks before the first time we recorded. I went into one of the shops across the road. I can't remember which one it was. And there was like loads and loads of Christmas stuff in there. And this is before Halloween. And I was like, that's too early. It must have been like, what?
Mm.
Second week in October.
We've already had a whole car journey listening to Christmas songs.
Mm. What? Yeah. Oh, dear.
What is wrong
that's
with
first, that's first of December territory.
He put them on.
Oh, Jack.
Yeah, I like them, but then the thing is, though, right? You burn out too quick. Yeah. If you start listening to them now.
I don't, because I actually don't. I don't like Christmas, like, it's always kind of like an anti-climax when it actually gets to it.
Because you start celebrating in November.
No, I love, like, the lead-up to Christmas more than actually Christmas.
Oh, so you want the lead-up to be, like...
It's because it's the end, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you spiral into weird...
When it actually gets to, like, the 20th.
We should actually address... You should appreciate everyone who works in retail at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Because it is the worst thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing is,
people that go to Boxing Day sales
also
need to just rethink some things.
Also, people that go out on Christmas Day for food.
Yeah. Mm,
that's wrong.
Yeah.
It's just wrong.
Yeah.
No, honestly, that.
For they're having Chinese that on Christmas.
But they're going out for a Christmas dinner on food.
All right.
But like, people have their own Christmases and you're. You know what I mean? Let them have the day off.
Everyone have the day off. It is also the business that
I understand that, but
close.
Yeah, the business should. I think the business should close on Christmas Day.
Yeah,
give everyone a day off.
Because guaranteed, the person who's making that call isn't there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They're off. They're having a
holiday. 100%. All right, so I think we've got something to talk about for next time. Is
Christmas?
Brilliant.
Yeah,
oh, Christmas special and second
Christmas special.
Amazing.
Yeah. So thanks for coming.
Are you really that thankful?
I am, yeah, truly.
It's been good fun.
It's been a
pleasure. We've enjoyed it.
Thanks for having me.